Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Smokey, and welcome everybody to the show. Telephone number 866-444-3478, which is DIRT, 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by my new book, and all my books, actually, and the new book is called Organic Lawn Care. And it's out there. It's in some of the stores already. It's available mail order through the usual places. And check it out. Let me know what you think about it. It's Organic Lawn Care from the University of Texas Press. More of my 15 books, I can't remember how many of them are from UT Press, but more than any other. Roman Littlefield did several of them, and the one we own now, bought back from a small publisher some years ago, not too long ago, really, is called the Organic Manual, and that's the one you get when you join the membership area of our website, dirtdoctor.com, which is called the Organic, it's called the Organic, what is the name of it? American Organic Company. I'll think of the name in a minute. Anyway, back to the phones. Tommy and Denton is next up. Hey, Tommy.
Hey there. I live
Organic
on a,
Club of America. Gosh, just drew a blank on the name of our own club.
I live on a couple acres in south of Denton, and I've got a severe problem with moles. So help me out, please.
Well, moles are you know, kind of hard little beast to control. The products on the market that are the best are the ones that contain castor oil, Tommy, and there's several on the market. There used to be one that we worked with quite a bit, and I don't know if they're still around or not. We haven't heard from them in quite a while, but the recommendation that's the best to you is just go to the feed store or the organic garden center and find either dry or liquid products that contain garlic has at least one of the ingredients. Some of them may be just solid castor oil. They will have probably some garlic and some other ingredients, though.
Okay. Well, I know one of your recipes contains a bunch of garlic in it. Didn't know if that would spraying that would do anything.
I think that anything that has a strong fragrance, a strong smell is going to give you some benefit, but for whatever reason, they really dislike castor beans. We've had people recommend a lot of things, like putting castor bean seed, you know, into the tunnels, and I don't know if the smell or if they try to eat them and that helps out. We've had people in the past recommend, you know, juicy fruit chewing gum in the tunnels, and some people swear that it works. I've never had any strong indication that it does, but a lot of people do. And then the hot pepper products. There used to be one on the market called, not in my NIMBY, yeah, not in my backyard, and it was a combination of hot pepper and garlic, and it may have had some castor oil in it. There's a product called Invisible Fence that would be a product that you might want to try and look into. The other thing that you might want to consider, there are products on the market, there are some that are sold commercially that are devices that you put in the ground, and they either run by solar power. We had one years ago that we tested that ran by solar power that worked pretty well. It every few minutes, and you could set it on different cycles, would vibrate and make a kind of a loud vibrating sound and movement. And it we used it in my dad's vegetable garden over in East Texas, and it worked. It kept the moles away. There are others that are on the market that are similar, that have windmills or various turning or vibrating parts, and the moles are apparently repelled by that noise and that vibration. So those are some of the things you can try. I don't think any of them are foolproof.
Okay, well, love your show. I'm a member of your I'm in the membership also, so I'll go try the castor beans first. Appreciate it very much.
I appreciate your call. Thank you. Sounds like you had a hard time remembering the name of it too. Organic Club of America is the name of the membership area of the website, and we'd love for you to join. Here's Barino. Is that pronounced correctly? In Kaufman, Texas.
That's right, Howard. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Same to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Howard, I've got bumblebees, the big bumblebees, that are just eating all my roses, the buds, before they bloom out. And I put the Garrett juice on all of them, but that didn't flinch them. But I put pepper out there. I went and bought a huge can of pepper, and I sprinkled all the buds with it, but it that helped a little bit, until, the sprinkler or we can only water once a week, but, that took the pepper away. So I was wondering if you knew, I've got a lot of rosebuds out here. It's tough to go and sprinkle pepper on every single one.
Well, this is an interesting problem, Barino, I tell you, because bumblebees normally don't do that. Normally the bee that's damaging roses is called a plug bug or a leaf-eating bee. They're called mason bees. Also, we've got them covered in the Texas Bug Book and on the website and everything. I've not seen bumblebees do that kind of damage. That's really, really strange.
And they do it every year. Excuse me, every year. And I even saw the babies this year. And I've never seen a baby bumblebee before, but three of them were on one bud.
Wow.
So then I've got a llama that is having to roam free right now, and he's got carte blanche of the roses too. And so I'm dealing with him. We're having to let him roam free because we had a very unexpected baby llama. So we're trying to keep him away from the mother who is in the pasture with the baby.
Yeah.
But he loves those rosebuds too.
Interesting problems you have there. I tell you what I would do. I would go to one of the big grocery stores and buy some. You can buy them from anywhere you want to, but at the big stores, you can buy big containers of dry granulated garlic.
Okay.
And you can get some liquid garlic, too, something like Garlic Barrier or the product from Nature's Guide. That's probably the easiest one for you to find.
Okay.
And I would do two things. I'd put the dry garlic on the soil, and I'd put it out like a fertilizer. I'd put it out heavily. I'd put it out maybe 5 pounds or even more per 1,000 square feet on the soil, and then I would spray the plants with liquid garlic oil spray.
Garlic oil spray.
Yeah, those products are things like Nature's Guide has one, and there's several other brand names, but it's a concentrated garlic oil. You mix in water just like you would anything, and you spray it on the plants. The reason I think this might work is that garlic is systemic. It functions like a toxic chemical systemic pesticide. Garlic, that probably from experience. It'll go right in. And when you eat garlic, you can smell it coming out your skin for a long time. And that's why it might give us some power to repel these guys. We really don't want to hurt the bees.
Oh, I know. I love them. But we've just got a lot of those bumblebees around. I've got 21 acres, and I have a lot of flowers. And incidentally, I wanted to tell you about your larkspur. I think your problem with your larkspur, because I have huge flower beds with larkspur. You get such a bang for your little buck.
They bloom for a long time. I love them.
But I think it didn't get enough water, because I have like 7-generation seed that I don't ever go by larkspur.
Well, that's probably right, because we've really cut back on the water and we've been in droughty conditions. They still looked really pretty. They just weren't quite as big.
Yeah, it's just a lack of water, because we have a stand that's like 5 feet tall with a beautiful, beautiful fluorescent bluish purple color, and they come back
year. We've still got them blooming now, and in the backyard where there's a little more moisture, they are taller, so I think you're exactly right. Well, let's do a 1-2 punch on them, a garlic in the soil and garlic spray, and let me know if it works for you. I think that that's the best way to go.
I will do that, and I have one more quick question.
Sure.
I've heard other people over the years call in there, one lady in specific, that she had horses and she gives DE to her horses to so the horses don't get worms. And the money doesn't matter, but we have to give the worms this very, caustic paste every 3 months.
Okay. Can you hold on and we'll talk about it when you come back?
Sure.
All right. That's a good subject I haven't talked about in a while. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. We'll talk about DE and animals. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega, new from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Barino about feeding natural DE to horses. You make sure I got it right. You haven't done it before, and you were asking about the possibility of doing it?
I have not done it before, but I've heard a lady call on, and maybe it was two different ladies, and I just missed it. I always missed how much to give them.
Okay. Well, it's actually how I learned about using DE, and that is from thoroughbred horse people, Palomino horse people in the past told me about it, and I started reading and trying it myself, and through the years became a pretty big fan of giving 2% of the diet that an animal is ingesting. If you make 2% of the diet diatomaceous earth, it not only has internal parasite control ability, but more importantly, it can pull toxins out of the body. The horse people originally told me they were giving 4 ounces. It's real lightweight stuff, so it's a fair amount. They were giving 4 ounces a day to the horses in their feed supplements, in their grain,
uh-huh.
is how they were doing it. And it totally eliminated. We discovered some research years ago that was done down at A&M. One of the, let's see, it was Prairie View A&M. They did a study feeding goats, pregnant goats, and goats with kids, and feeding the kids as well with natural diatomaceous earth in a research project, testing it against ivermectin and maybe some other chemical wormers. And it came down to the end, and the DE was looking really good. It was showing up to work really well. Well, the chemical companies are who had paid for the research. They were hoping to show that it didn't work very well, and they accidentally, I don't know how it happened, but they accidentally let an abstract of the research get out, and I got a copy of it, and we've got it on the website now. If you go to the research part of DirtDoctor.com, it's in there.
Okay.
And then later on, I called down, I said, when's the full report coming out? And they kind of hemmed and hawed and then said, well, we just don't think there's very much interest in that anymore. And so the full report never appeared, but we had already gotten the abstract, which said basically that DE worked as well or better than the chemicals. And then we've had situations all through the years in different places where it has been used with pets and livestock of all kinds, and that the cattle will eat it free choice, and some other animals will. Horses, it needs to be mixed in with their feed. Now, while I'm telling you that, none of the diatomaceous earth companies are very good about working with us and helping support what we do. So I give them free plugs all the time, and I'll give somebody else a free plug as well. What works as well, and maybe in certain situations works better, is the Redmond soil amendment that they have, which has a lot of the Redmond sea salt in it. A lot of the organic people across the country like to use it more so than natural DE. It's what's in the Victor dog food, for example.
Oh, okay.
So you got two different ways to go. I think the any montmorillonite clay, which is what the Redmond product is, will have that ability. There's anecdotal evidence and research all over the place that animals and even humans consuming some sort of rock minerals as part of their diet is beneficial. And that's what this is. This is kind of a form of, rock minerals being a portion of the diet.
I've listened to you for 20 years, so I know all the, I remember a lot of the things that you've said, but the Redmond Soil Amendment, now, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, it's probably got a different name than that because it's labeled specifically for putting into livestock feed. They've got several different products.
Okay.
There's a human product they even have. So when you talk to them, it's similar to the Soil Amendment, though that's why I said that, but it's actually listed as a probably – the same way DE is, as a anti-caking agent or something like that. I don't know that they can legally say that it's for worming or, any kind of health issue. Although the one for humans does say that. They got it labeled properly and did the proper testing and the whole deal.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm gonna try that DE because it just kills me to have to give the, being organic.
No, the horses will love it too. Let me know what you think.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
I had one more quick story before I go back to the phones. I had a call from a consultant that did consulting with farmers and ranchers and all. And he called me one day and he left me a message. He had to talk to me right away, emergency. And he had been a caller. I didn't know it at the time, but he had been a listener and a caller and had gotten some information from me in the past. And he called me. And I returned his call. He said, "Howard, I've got a problem with one of the dairies that I'm working with." And I said, "Oh, really? What is it?" And I remembered that we had talked about DE, and I thought, "Oh, my goodness, I recommended DE, and he's gone and killed some cows." He said, "No, there's no problem except on one dairy. I'm not getting I'm having worm problems. I haven't controlled the worms completely in this one dairy. All the others I consult on, I use DE, and we've totally eliminated parasites and problems." I said, "Well, is there something different about this one dairy?" He thought a minute. He said, "Well, as a matter of fact, there is." He said, "This one has an automatic misting system in it, and flies is what he was talking about, not internal parasites, flies." He said, he had fly parasites still in this one. I said, "Well, the misting system is probably creating a different environment so that the DE has not been not effective. See if that difference is what it is." And he called me back later and said that that was what it was. But the DE does help with flies, internal parasites, ridding toxins, and all kinds of things. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And an interesting question coming up from, by the way, I keep forgetting to say this. I put the Canadian chokecherry information on Facebook, the tree that we talked about in the first hour that I like so much. So it's a real quick way to see it. It's also in the library of DirtDoctor.com, but you can see some pictures of it there. Tony, what can I do for you?
Well, I've got a little problem. I like growing a few flowers in pots, just playing around.
Sure.
And being cheap, I keep my own seeds to plant the next year.
Okay.
And there's been things from, you know, small ones like zinnias up to hollyhocks, sweet peas. Last year I tried iris, and I had absolute zero result.
Well, iris can be grown from seed if you want to give it another shot. Let me tell you kind of the basic steps you have to take and see if we missed a step. First of all, you got to let that big old pod completely dry out on the plant. Did you do that?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, what I do is I let them dry in the plant with all of my seeds. Then
okay.
I put them in an empty jars and leave them open for a couple of weeks to make absolutely certain. Then I put them in a box on the front porch where they stay dark and cold through the winter. I treat them all the same and they all do well.
Well, that was the next thing I was going to tell you. They do need some cold hours below 40 degrees for about 6 weeks, and you should have gotten that this year outside.
Absolutely.
The only other thing you might try, Tony, would be to a lot of the seed respond to either humic acid in addition to coal. They respond to humic material or some kind of acid or some kind of a heat In addition to the coal and all that, I would, in addition to coal, I'd spray them or soak them for a while before you start giving them the cold hours in Garrett juice.
Okay, before the cold. Okay, that's
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, I think so. I think I would soak them and then give them the coal. You might try it both ways. You might soak them at the end and soak them at the beginning if you have enough seed to do that. And plant them again and see if you can't get better results.
And your garlic juice would be perfect for that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the vinegar in it is probably the most important thing in there, but you've got the humic acid that's part of the mixture, that's part of the seaweed should be beneficial. I think everything in the mixture, including the sugar, will probably help the germination.
That sounds good, because I you know, we just had a garage sale, and we're selling everything from mimosa trees down to thornless cacti, so I thought I'd try the iris this year for ready for next year.
Get a shot, and let me know how it works for you.
Good deal. Appreciate the guide.
Thank you, Tony. And it's Austin in Denton next. Hey, Austin. Austin, are you there? What's up?
I had some powdery mildew that I think I created on my turnips and mustard greens.
Okay.
When it started hitting the 90s, it started wilting, and I had the square foot garden with hoops on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a shade cloth around it, but I wrapped around the whole thing. I think it was not enough wind, powdery mildew started. I might get an error on that.
No, it could have been part of it.
So I went to the site, and I saw about the potassium bicarbonate.
Mm-hmm.
And we sprayed it, but we actually sprayed the top and bottom, and we might have soaked it. And I noticed I got white leaf spots on. My wife asked me, should I do everything? I told her, go on, do the corn, tomatoes, and everything. And it kind of like I burned it, and I got white spots on many of the plants now that I didn't have before.
Well, potassium bicarbonate is a good tool, but I guess, just like anything, you could overdo it. How did you mix it?
4 teaspoons to 1 gallon.
Okay, that's good. That's the right amount. Kind of a rounded tablespoon is what it would be. And that normally will not cause a burn. I tell you what I would suggest that you do next time. First of all, try to always spray early in the morning or, you know, during a cool part of the day, an overcast day or something like that, no matter what you're spraying. That's ideal conditions. And I would mix some liquid seaweed or the whole Garrett juice mixture with the potassium bicarbonate. It'll help to buffer it a little bit, but it'll also make it more effective. It'll help it to work better.
Okay. So when powdery mildew is sprayed with it, it sounds like it kills it on contact.
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
Do you just wait till you see the white totally disappear in a few days?
Yeah, some of the white, if it is white from the powdery mildew, will still be there even though it's dead, and the new foliage should be green and free of the fungus once it starts growing again. That's where you'll see the difference. You won't see the existing leaves change that much.
Okay. And my wife and I were talking about that. We should go in and thin it more so it'll be better airflow. We opened up the shade cloth.
Yeah, I think that's important. Yeah.
And so we looked at it from that point. We had it last year, but I didn't recognize it. I didn't understand. This year, I think that was the issue because they were growing well. And then I put the cloth over it, the shade cloth. And about 2 or 3 days later, or maybe 4 days later, I thought the white spots show up.
Yeah, some plants need a little protection like that, but I don't think your squash will really need that. So it'd be better to leave them wide open and exposed to air and the sunlight.
All right, then.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your help.
I appreciate the call. Okay. Let's go to Farmersville and talk to Clayton. Hey, Clayton.
Hi, Howard.
What's going on this week?
Well, I wasn't able to stop Dad from using a salt fertilizer, unfortunately. But he asked me, like, you know, the natural fertilizers only come in little bags and stuff. And I didn't really know what to use for a large-scale fertilizer. But then I thought about shredded tree trimmings. And he said there's no nitrogen in them. You know, he needs nitrogen in this blackland soil.
Well, there is some.
There is.
What? there is some nitrogen in the tree trimmings. It's just not a whole lot. If they were if the tree trimmings came from living trees, you've got buds and cambium layer and green tissue in there along with the cellulose and the carbon and everything. That's why it makes such a good tool for you to use. You don't need – see, the chemical thinking is that you have to have high levels of nitrogen. The organic thought process is that we're not really trying to have high levels because what we're putting out is much more available to the plant. And that's why the organic fertilizers have so much lower numbers of NPK. Back to your first comment, too, you can buy organic fertilizers, Clayton, in big totes and in truckload quantities. You don't like, have to buy those small containers.
Yeah, we thought about maybe that chicken litter waste that they...
That's possible. You can get alfalfa-based fertilizers. You can get a lot of different organic fertilizers in large quantities. You can get the liquid products like seaweed and compost tea and the whole Garrett juice mixture in totes. You can get everything that I talk about basically in larger containers, with the exception of dry molasses. For some reason, the people in the dry molasses industry don't do it in any way except put it in 50-pound bags, but still, that's a big bag.
Okay.
So you can tell him that he can go to his local feed store. He can listen to some of the people that advertise with us. The wholesale distributors will sometimes sell directly to farmers and ranchers, but at the very least, he can get the large quantities from the feed stores. And the good thing for you to do would be to read some of the information that's in our commercial book, Organics for the Professional, a book that I did with Michael Amaranthus and John Ferguson, and we talk about those specific issues about the misconception that you need high levels of nitrogen and phosphorus and potassium and why that's not the case in that book. There's a lot of that information on our website, too. It's just a matter of getting him to listen to you, you know.
Yeah. He's open to organics. It's just kind of difficult.
Well, don't give up. Keep working on it and keep me posted.
I've been reading the toxic chemical blog, so I've been kind of forming an argument. I'm going to write an essay, actually, on everything that he uses, like MSMA, Roundup. We don't actually use 7, but I'm going to add that in there. And high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I can send it to you, too, like as a refutation.
I think that'd be great. I'd love to see it. And I'll give you another tip, Clayton. There's a new book coming out by my friend Walt Davis. And if you do a web search on it, you're going to see it there. I've read it. I did a review for it, and I think it's terrific. It's set up in the form of a novel, and it's about his own personal experiences as a rancher in Oklahoma, and he almost killed himself. He got sick, and the doctors couldn't figure out anything, and they finally determined that it was the chemicals, a lot of them that you just mentioned a minute ago, that he was around all the time, and he got away from it. He was my first rancher friend that went into the holistic resource management, you know, the controlled grazing and the Alan Savory type philosophy, and completely eliminated using all synthetic fertilizer and all pesticides, and he had better production on his ranch and from his cattle than ever before. And I'd recommend that you get a copy of his book when it comes out. I haven't seen it yet. I don't think he has had it printed yet. But when it does come out, it's going to be a good one for everybody to have. I forgot the name of it. It's
The Green Revolution Delusion.
That's it. That's it. Thank you for reminding me. By Walt Davis.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Talk
and
to you
I
later.
I have one more question.
Okay.
I've heard earthworms aren't native to the Americas, but kind of, I don't think that's true. What do you think of that?
Some are and some aren't. A lot of them that we are using are not. And there are some that have even become a problem. It surprised me when I first saw it that some of the species, and I don't know which one it is, but some of the species that have started developing in forests and in tree areas have tilted the balance of biological activity in the soil in a direction, and the carbon, the organic matter in the soil, a direction that has not been beneficial to the trees. So, yeah, with anything, you can have a foreign introduction that can look like it's going to do a lot of good in the beginning and then become bad later on. Overall, the earthworms are good, obviously very, very beneficial, but there is a potential of the imported ones being a problem.
Okay.
Okie doke. Talk to you.
Bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number 866-444-3478. Our website, dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter's free. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form that's on the homepage of the website, dirtdoctor.com. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Crazy Water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Deep underground Mother Nature infuses Crazy Water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant, like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. I was just making a copy of Walt Davis's website. It's waltdavisranch.com, waltdavisranch.com. And somebody called in and said, what was the name of his book again that I mentioned briefly? It's called The Green Revolution Delusion. And it's a book I recommend. I didn't know it was printed. It's showing the book here, but I'm not sure it's actually been printed yet. He's selling it now, so you can order it. And maybe it's already been printed. I just haven't seen a copy of it yet. But his other book is How to Not Go Broke Ranching, which is good, and I think it's done pretty well. But the new one that we were discussing is The Green Revolution Delusion. He's got another book called The Gathering at Oak Creek. It's a novel that he wrote some time ago. I don't have a copy of that one. I need to get that one too. Anyway, waltdavisranch.com is where you can find that information. Right now, it's to end this Memorial Day weekend. Let's talk to a few more people here. First is Ted in Weatherford. Hey, Ted.
Good morning. How are you, Howard?
I'm doing well.
I just planted, put out some pallets of Bermuda grass, and mm-hmm. I'm on the organic program.
Okay.
Can I go ahead and fertilize that?
Yep, right away.
And can I go ahead and put the corn gluten meal on it as well?
You can, but the corn gluten meal is a fertilizer, Ted. I wouldn't do both. That'd be kind of overkill, especially on brand new sod. Just do one or the other.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're also putting in a liquid fertilizer as well, so I guess that would be.
Yeah, you, on new sod, about all you can do wrong, it's fine to fertilize new sod with organic fertilizers, but just don't overdo it. I would probably do one of the dry ones now and then do the liquid in a month or so and kind of spread it out a little bit.
When's the best time to put the corn gluten down?
About a month ago. Well, on new sod, you probably do have seed that will still germinate in it, you know, weed seed right. blowing in and all that stuff. So if you put it on there, it'll do you some good. It's just that the ideal time generally, especially on established turf, is, you know, real early spring, just as things are starting to grow before the seed germinate.
Well, I just couldn't get there in time for that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and do that and be fine then.
I think so. Anytime you have, it's kind of like disturbed soil. If you do a new landscape or garden and you have bare soil, there's going to be seed exposed that are going to be germinating in that. So using corn gluten meal in bare soil, you can do any time. Kind of the same thing would go along with new sod.
Yeah, I got some more to do, and there's sprigs of grass underneath whatever can do. I have to clean that out, or we'd be all right with the sprigs of grass underneath it.
It's best if you do not cover up any living tissue.
Okay.
It will go black and anaerobic on you. It won't, if there's a sum, it's not a huge deal, but it is best. It would be ideal to pull it all out and have bare soil.
Well, it won't affect the sod that you're putting in, I don't guess, if it's just sprigs and stuff. Small amounts.
A small amount shouldn't hurt. That's right.
Okay. I appreciate it, sir.
Appreciate your call.
Have a happy holiday.
You too. And next is Elaine in Grayford. Hello, Elaine.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you very much.
Good. I have a question. I bought two gardenia plants about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say maybe a week after that, so a week ago, on one of the plants it looked like there were aphids. So I was pulling off the leaves, and the other night I noticed that one of the leaves that looked like it still had aphids on it was covered in ants. And I don't know if they'd been down there all day, but I shook the leaf, shook the whole plant off, and the next day it looked like there were no more aphids on that plant. So did the ants eat them?
Probably not. The ants were probably there eating the residue, the honeydew, the waste material of the aphids. You know, they love to scarf that up. I would be surprised if you wouldn't find some little alligator-looking insect larvae of lady beetles. Did you not see any of them around?
No, I didn't. Actually, there is. I just noticed this morning there's a little green spider on there. I think they're a chevron spider.
Well, the spiders will eat the aphids for sure.
Well, he can stay on there for sure, but I with all those ants on there, I didn't know if maybe they had, if they contributed to getting rid of those things.
Well, they may have. Fire ants will eat plants, and a lot of the universities say it doesn't happen, but, I mean, you can watch them. They love to eat things like okra and eggplant and various kinds of plants, and so there may be some ants that have decided to change their diet a little bit and feast on some juicy, fat aphids. They may have helped.
And these were little, tiny black ants.
Okay. It may be that you've got – There's an ant called the little black ant. And,
oh, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, and you may have some that are meat eaters and could be a big benefit. Keep an eye on that because if you don't see any aphids, I mean ladybug adults or larvae or any green lacewings or something like that on there, and all you see is the ants, it must be the ants doing the work.
Okay. And can I ask you one more question about
the
plant?
Sure, sure.
I've seen several buds, and actually I think both of them came with buds that were probably about an inch long. Every single bud that has gone onto both these plants has fallen off.
Well, are you doing any foliar feeding?
I'm not doing any foliar feeding on them at all right now.
Put a little bit, even if you're not doing it overall, put a little Garrett juice in a quart spray bottle, just a little hand spray bottle, and give it a little spritzing every few days. I think you're going to see it make a big difference in helping to set and hold the buds on any kind of plant.
Okay, that sounds great.
Give it a try.
Thank you for your help. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And everybody have a great rest of this Memorial Day weekend. Remember what it's all about, our fallen soldiers and those that have been hurt a lot one way or the other. And appreciate your calls today. Had fun with you. Enjoy your gardens. And don't forget to feed the birds.